1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, and we commence with part 7 in our 10-part series, Religion in America. And in this part, in this particular part of the series, we're going to be talking with a woman who has a Christian outreach program in her community, which is in Western Estates. She is the currently reinstated president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby Dooley. She's the mother of three boys, and she joins us now on our newsmaker line from Western Estates. And Ms. Dooley, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
All right. You have a Christian outreach program that has met with some success, but also some resistance in your neighborhood?
Yes, Phil. My husband and I believe that we have something that we think is going to be successful. As Christians, of course, we witness to the Word of God, and we are here to help bring people to Jesus.
Tell me about the resistance you've been meeting, though.
Well, as Christians, of course, my husband believes that we have a rare opportunity because we have a great many Jewish people in our community, or as my husband calls them, the sons and daughters of Abraham. And that's really the toughest part. We want to help these people, but particularly their children, become Christian and witness to the Word of God.
And now, you live in Western Estates, and you say you have a great many Jewish people in your neighborhood?
We do, Phil. Our middle son, Justin, has a young a friend named David Greenberg. He was our next-door neighbor, and we knew that David was visiting Justin, and we also knew that he was of the Jewish faith. We felt, my husband felt very strongly that we had a responsibility to bring David to Jesus. Our minister at the Blood of the Lamb non-denominational chapel, which is in West Hills, Roy Bacon, who I know you know.
I'm familiar with Mr. Bacon, yeah. He's the pastor at where? At the Blood of the Lamb non-denominational?
Yes, that's our chapel. He was summoned by Jesus, really, to our home, and praise Jesus, David Greenberg accepted Jesus Christ as his personal, private Savior, and we're just so very, very happy. My husband believes, as I do, that...
Yeah, but this was controversial. This is a young Jewish boy who's playing with your son, right? Isn't that correct?
Yes. David and Justin were very good friends.
And he was baptized into the Christian faith by you?
No, by Roy Bacon, our minister.
All right, by Roy Bacon, who's your minister. Where did this take place?
This took place in our home, Phil. It was a wonderful celebration for the Jewish people, but nonetheless, his soul was at stake. And we really got on the phone with Minister Bacon and asked that we get a baptism. It happened last Friday.
You say his soul was at stake because he was Jewish?
Well, really, it's with no, we don't mean anything by that, but obviously if you're Jewish or if you're non-Christian, you can't, we believe, and my husband believes, you cannot get into the kingdom of God. And we also believe, because David was about to have his bar mitzvah, we really needed to act fast. So Minister Bacon came to our home. We baptized David in the shallow end of our swimming pool. It was really beautiful because we have a beautiful beach entrance, and we have a new tile in the dam wall of our jacuzzi. I picked it out along with our contractor, Skip Berger. We have just a beautiful layout, the landscaping. My husband, Steve, is in landscaping.
Okay, well, hold on for a minute. You're telling me about the tile on the dam wall of your jacuzzi.
Well, no, but it's just a very nice, and we do have the Caribbean blue pebble decking in our pool.
So what are you telling me? It looked beautiful as David Berger. Or what is the kid's name?
David Greenberg.
Sounds like your contractor's Jewish, too. Skip Berger?
Yes, he is. Skip has already found Jesus.
So Skip Berger is a Jewish contractor.
But he's Christian now.
Who's now Christian. Now, you had this young boy baptized in your swimming pool with its pebble decking and its tile on the dam wall of the jacuzzi a week before his bar mitzvah. Now, here's the big question.
Phil, I know what you're going to ask.
Hold on. Let me ask the question. Were the parents aware of this?
Phil, we do witness to the word of Jesus Christ.
Were the parents aware that this boy was going to be baptized a Christian? This friend of your son's who comes over to the house and...
Well, it was in our swimming pool. We did have the Caribbean Blue pebble tecking. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Oh, I'm not asking about the Caribbean Blue pebble tecking in your pool. I'm asking you, were the parents of this boy aware of the fact that he was going to be baptized a Christian? He's a Jewish boy, a week away from his bar mitzvah. You and your husband, what's your husband's name?
My husband's name is Steve Phil, and I don't think you need to be so challenging with your questions.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. You're just telling me about...
We had the jacuzzi wall tiled by Skip Berger Tile. And
what does that got to do? I don't understand.
What?
Skip Berger Tile did the jacuzzi wall of your... That's fine.
The dam wall.
The dam wall of your jacuzzi.
What I'm saying was very tranquil, and it was very serene. Why are you... I don't get it. Steve?
What?
You didn't...
Hold. Don't get your husband. Great. I'm glad that Skip Berger did the tile on your jacuzzi dam wall, and I'm glad that you had Caribbean Blue pebble tecking. You had a boy of the Jewish faith.
Yes.
Baptized a Christian in your pool. Were the parents aware of this?
Phil, the parents, Dolores and Joel Greenberg, are upset, and I said you'll have to talk with my husband. We gave David a cross and a Bible, and we asked him to go home with some Bible verses, John 3:16. And we said, David, it's good that you're Jewish, but we let him know, the historical facts of the Jews killing Jesus. And
okay, so this is what I'm... And what did the parents say to this?
Well, Phil, we are in the end times now. As Christians, my husband believes that Revelation tells us the world's going to end.
And whether or not you sent this boy home with a cross around his neck, Bible quotations...
We gave him a Bible with highlighters, and we highlighted some passages.
So you have a Bible with a bunch of passages highlighted. What did the parents say?
Well, Phil, it's the end times. It really doesn't matter what they say.
No, but I can tell you what they said. They got angry.
Yes, they got angry. But what are we supposed to do? The world is coming to an end. We believe these are the end times. And if I can spend the last days on earth sort of contemplating my Christian love for my fellow man, in a 98-degree jacuzzi. I don't understand.
Well, okay, look, this is not getting anywhere because you keep going back to your jacuzzi.
Well, we're very proud of it, and we're very happy that we have our yard. We have a queen palm in the...
Yeah, that's great. You got it landscaped and everything. Did you get it landscaped for Revelations for the end times?
You know, Phil, that's really offensive, and it's really upsetting to... my husband, to hear you say that.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm just, your wife is talking to me, Steve, about Revelations and the end times and how she had the jacuzzi pebble-tacked in Caribbean blue. You had a Jewish boy who was a...
He was our next-door neighbor. He's hanging out with my son, and he's not Christian.
I know. He's Jewish. But did you ask his parents?
We did not feel that we needed to. It was a week away from his bar mitzvah. We felt that if we confronted the parents with the fact that he was not Christian, that they would deny that.
And I think that they would not deny that. I think they're fully aware of the fact that they're not Christian, that they're Jewish. Why would they deny that?
I think that they are in a state of denial. That's what basically Jewish people are, in a state of denial, that they don't understand.
Okay, I know where you're coming from. You're one of these people, this completed Christian kick, right?
Well, we wanted David to be completed, yeah. His parents are partial, but we wanted him to be complete, to be the whole enchilada, if you will. And so,
all right, hold the line, okay, because...
So there's no reason to be depressed.
Well, I think that there is. Hold on. See, because this lady and her husband have a little boy who lives next door who's a friend of their kids, and they baptized him Christian in their swimming pool with Minister Roy Bacon of the Blood of the Lamb Non-Denominational Chapel in West Hills. And as a result, these parents are very upset with them. And I have to tell you, I don't blame them. This is part 7 of our 10-part series, Religion in America. I thought this was a Christian outreach program. These are a lot of people who are just, in my opinion, there's a few people like this who are just taking kids off the street, Jewish kids or whoever, baptizing them, yes, in the shallow end of their Caribbean blue pebble-tecked pool, but nonetheless, something that they didn't confront the parents with. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, Ms. Dooley, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association has a Christian outreach program in her neighborhood. You baptize neighborhood kids without the parents' consent. And
Phil,
hold on, without the parents' consent. And this isn't the only time you've done that. You baptize a little boy named David Greenberg, who is Jewish, a week before his bar mitzvah. It's not the only time you've done it, is it?
You know something, Phil? David gave his consent.
Did the parents?
We're not talking about their soul. We're talking about David's soul.
And what's this stuff about, you know, David, the Jews killed Jesus?
Well, it is true. And we're not trying to drive him from his religion, but we are in the end times. As Christians, we do believe these are the end times.
And what about the other kids? There's a little girl, Carrie Rabinowitz and Toby Ryder, both of them Jewish, both of them baptized in your Caribbean blue swimming pool.
Phil, my husband believes that because we are close to the end times, all of us are going to be taken in the rapture, and we want our children to have other children to play with in heaven.
And so you're making all of these kids Christians so they'll go to heaven to play with your kids.
Phil, we believe that...
Is that right? Is that what you're doing? You're baptizing kids so that when they go up to heaven, there'll be more kids for your kids to play with in heaven?
We believe, Phil... That
can't you answer the question?
We believe heaven is a beautiful place, a city, a wondrous city. And I tried to recreate that in my backyard. That's why we hired Stu Berger Tile and Bob Jones Landscaping. Also, Steve...
Okay, so you're recreating heaven by hiring Stu Berger Tile and Bob Jones Landscaping in your backyard. But
and that's why we are baptizing kids. And
against their parents' will, right?
The children gave us their consent.
Against their parents' will, right?
The children gave us their consent.
Okay, I'm not going to, you know...
You know, Phil, you really need to understand...
No, I understand totally. You won't answer the question.
My husband believes that the end times is near.
The end times near, Phil.
Yeah, great, Steve. Thank you. Oklahoma on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so mad. Mm-hmm. This woman infuriates me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 7-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Southern Baptist, strong believer.
Praise
and it would kill me to think that this woman might baptize my son without my permission. In the name
baptized.
Of Christianity.
Your son is already baptized?
No, my son is not baptized. My son is 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He has not completely come to understanding of what that entails. Baptism
well,
is not the
I
only
agree.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
It
I
is
agree.
A final step
I
after
agree.
You take Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
how dare you take someone's family beliefs and interrupt them with your own beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
You have that right, lady.
Well,
you just don't have the right.
Well,
my Lord... is not happy with what you're doing. I don't care what you think.
Oh, I see.
He
so
would
God
really
told
be
you.
Hurt that you're tearing families apart because that's
so,
exactly what you're doing.
Well, so God told you this, huh? Mm-hmm.
You know what?
You know
apparently
what?
Apparently God hasn't
really
told you anything
sad.
Because so far all I've heard out of your mouth is, my husband, my husband, my husband.
My
has
husband
God
believes,
given you any original thought of your own?
You know
or do
something?
You have to have your husband regurgitate everything for you?
Well, I'd like to respond to that. First of all, Corinthians tells us very clearly that it's the man who runs the household. And I also believe, as
sweetheart,
my husband does,
the man can run the household,
heaven,
but you don't quote him. Quote the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote your husband. He's a man.
Well, I really believe that heaven is where we are all going to wind up, and it's a that's why. What are you finding so funny?
I'm finding you and your ignorance funny, and I pray that God will open your eyes.
Well,
I'm wasting my time talking
you
to you,
what is your
just like this gentleman is wasting his time talking
no,
to
I want
you.
To ask you a
and
question.
I think it's really
oh,
sad that you.
I want
to
ask
think
you, as a
that
Christian,
you are set on this earth
as a Christian,
family.
As a Christian, I want to ask you a question. All the kids are jealous of our backyard, and we tell the kids...
You're more concerned about your pool with
we
Caribbean
tell the children that
than
if
you
they
are
get
about
baptized,
the true life.
They can live forever. What does your backyard look like?
My backyard's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's a God's natural way. There's,
do you have,
birds
do you have pebble tacking?
You know what? That's the least of it, ma'am.
No, it's not the least of it, because we are trying to recreate heaven.
And you can't. The Lord says that heaven is the original.
Mm-hmm. It is an
and
original
place.
That's
really sad.
I think it's original.
I'm really
no,
sad
you know what's really
for
sad?
I'm sad for your children.
You know what's sad? It's sad that you don't have...
You're so materialistically placing things of the Lord into a materialistic...
No.
You can't do it. And
David,
you have a problem. And I'm not wasting any more of my time.
All of the Jewish children were baptized in the shallow end of a gorgeous Caribbean blue pool. Okay? Oh, so she doesn't have courage. She's not a real Christian. She doesn't have courage.
Well, she sounded very upset that you were baptizing children against the will of the parents.
He was 12 years... No, she didn't say that, Phil.
Well, what did she say?
She said that he wasn't old enough. He was 12 years old, 1 week away from his bar mitzvah. And we had him baptized. And now he can play with my son, and I'm not afraid of my son being... And I don't want this to sound bad, but a lot of Jewish stuff, you know. And now he knows his Bible. And
I don't know what kind of tuition or education this boy had. You gave him a Bible. You gave him a cross. He got baptized. You sent him home. What? And he says he accepts Jesus. Does he even understand? Did he do any study?
We gave him, we did Bible readings at night. If we were babysitting, we would have intensive round-the-clock Bible.
So did the parents have any idea that their son was coming into this house?
You know something, Phil? As long as he was playing with our Justin, we made sure that they had their Bible lessons. The Jewish people may come into our home, they may not, but we read the Bible in our home. We take a gospel pill. We don't take uppers, we don't take downers, we don't take quaaludes. We take a gospel pill every day. What?
Nothing.
Really, what?
No, nothing. Northridge on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm upset by this lady because she, well, because first of all, the Jews didn't kill Jesus, okay? Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. And God, the Jewish are God's chosen people, okay? And Rome killed Jesus just as much as the Jews did because...
Oh, so you do say that the Jews did kill him then?
No.
Well, you just said that. You said just as much as the Jews did.
You know,
I caught you.
I caught you. I am particularly offended
because my husband,
ma'am.
All right, be quiet, Bobby, and let this lady talk.
But didn't she say that the Jews killed Jesus?
No, I did not.
Now you're lying.
Ma'am,
now
I'm particularly offended because my husband is a completed Jew.
He's a what?
My husband is a completed Jew.
Praise Jesus. Well, ask him. He'll set you straight.
Woman, ma'am, please let me finish.
Yes, go ahead.
That he made a personal decision for Jesus Christ, okay? He made a personal decision for Jesus Christ. Jesus died for the Jew first. If you knew your New Testament, Jesus came for the Jew first.
Well, see, you and I are on the same page.
The Gentile was considered as the dogs, as the puppies. So I don't know where you get off with this superiority.
No, you and I agree. You and I agree, see?
No, we don't agree. Because first of all, you don't know your Bible very well because it's the book of Revelation.
Well, these are the end
not
times.
Not the book of Revelations. First of all,
the book of Revelations.
No, Revelation.
What did
There's
I say?
No S on it. You said
the book of Revelations.
Revelation.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm out there completing Jews. What are you doing? I've had 6 Jews completed in a week.
You know what?
Okay.
How are you completing Jews? By dumping them in your Pebble Tech swimming pool?
We are in the end times. We cannot
wait around
any longer.
I do believe we are in the end times, but I believe that you are doing more harm for Christianity than good.
We have to start getting these Jews finished up.
Christians such as yourself.
All I'm trying to say, and I understand, I'm just saying we've got to start getting some of these Jews finished. And finished
That's
and out the door.
You're not doing it the right way. By throwing
what
a 12-year-old child into a swimming pool is not saving him for Jesus.
Well, what are we going to do when the end times arrive?
Are you as concerned for the Muslims? Are you as concerned for
you said yourself that Jesus came for the Jews. I'm trying to get them finished, completed, boxed, and out the...
What do you mean,
you
boxed?
You can't do it. You can't do it. You're not the Savior. You're not the Savior.
But I'm very close to... My husband's very close to that.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. All right, 1-800-449-8686. 404-986-866. It's the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association and a Christian outreach program that she and her husband operate over there. They've baptized a lot of Jewish kids in the neighborhood without the consent of their parents. Bobby, you will admit that.
Phil, we believe these children are old enough. And if their parents find out about it, what will that do but create a great deal of dissension and discord? A 12-year-old boy who wants to embrace Jesus. And
what is this completed Jew thing? What does that mean?
I'm sorry?
What does that mean, completed Jew?
What that means, if you look at Jewish people almost as if they're a dish that just doesn't have the finishing garnishing, the finishing seasoning, almost as if they've been taken out of the oven too early. And what we do is we keep them in the oven long enough to finish the dish. And that way we pull them out like a pie and we box them and get them into the truck and get them delivered to the store.
That's what half-completed Jew means?
No. To complete a Jew is like to complete a pie. So you put the Jew in the oven and you finish cooking him instead of the half.
I think the analogy you're using is really wrong.
I'm sorry?
The analogy that you're using is really wrong, okay? A completed Jew is like a dish not fully cooked, so you put the Jew in the oven. Do you understand?
No, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
Do either one of you understand?
I don't know what.
What?
All right, well, never mind. Here is Sherman Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, first of all, I'm a little offended that someone would objectify another human being to talk about them as a dish.
Was that some kind of babble?
Okay, Steve, we're either talking to you or your wife. And
well, she's giving some psychobabble.
Oh, well,
I'm not giving psychobabble.
Yeah, wait, what was objectified?
We're either talking to you or your wife. Where's Bobby?
I'm right here. What is object? My husband wants to know.
You know, to make an object of someone. Have you ever been, if you talk about men looking at women as objects, and that maybe is offensive to women, I'm a little offended that you would look at a Jewish person as an object. I'm not Jewish.
I've never been offended by a man looking at me for my body.
All right. Well, good for you. The
thing. What's wrong with you? Jesus.
My biggest concern, I think, is I just feel like perhaps you and your husband might be acting a bit selfishly when it comes to baptizing these children for what you said before was to make sure that your child has someone to play with in heaven. I think the Jews are probably going to heaven. I would imagine that everybody is, and we should sort of leave it up to God to figure out who's going.
Unless you've accepted Jesus Christ, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Okay,
that's your
interpretation of the Bible your interpretation of religion.
It says in the Bible those very words.
But there are so many different ways to interpret the Bible. And secondly, it's also interesting that when you're talking about the children without the consent of their...
Can I ask you a question? When a recipe calls for 1 teaspoon of butter, how do you interpret that?
I interpret that as I'm making food that is not a human being that I do not refer to as needing a teaspoon of this or that.
Oh, see, you don't even know what it means. 1 teaspoon of butter means 1 teaspoon of butter. You didn't know that?
All right, well, I just have a question.
Okay, we get your point.
See, I made a really good point.
Okay, wonderful. You're brilliant and fabulous.
I made a really good point.
Well, good for you. Okay, you got a point.
Why can't you give me credit for that?
I just did that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're completely off the charts for me.
Well,
my question is, it's really important to not children look at adults with respect.
Mm-hmm.
A child is going to look at you as an authority figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's very wrong to not be a responsible adult and to coerce a child who's going to look at you.
We gave him his Bible and we said, look, David, this is the real word of God.
Right.
And
this is a little
him.
Boy who wants to hang out at your house and swim in your pool and be friends with your son. I'm surprised that the child has not got better tuition at home whereby he wouldn't run screaming from your house the minute...
How dare you?
Well, the minute that you did that, I would hope that any kid that I raise would run screaming from your house.
How dare you?
Discuss it with his parents.
What are you trying to say, Henry?
You heard what I'm trying to say, and you know what? What do you got him on the other end?
My husband is monitoring this, yes. My husband monitors all phone conversations.
I gotta go. I can't take this anymore.
You know, you really need to get with it. Dillo?
She's gone. What does that mean when you say, you know, David, you got to read your Bible?
We are exposing him to the Word of God. Jesus said spread the gospel, and that's what we're doing. In much the same way that we fertilized and resodded our backyard, we're spreading the gospel. It's like laying down fertilizer, like putting in a new queen palm, like putting tile on our deck.
Yeah, on your jacuzzi wall. I got it. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
You know, I am a professing Christian, mm-hmm. and I take a real mm-hmm. issue. And don't sit there and uh-huh me.
Listen to what you're saying, okay? I'm listening to what you're saying.
I take a real mm-hmm. issue with what you've done. Number one, as a professing Christian, I know what I'm challenged to do, and what you're doing makes it hard for me to do what God challenges me to do.
What about half-finished Jews?
Half-finished? Why don't you worry about the people that are on the street right now that have no religion at all? Instead, you're digging into your neighbors who at least believe in something.
Well,
work a little bit at a time.
Do you know Minister Roy Bacon?
You were coming across as a fanatic.
Oh,
and
no.
Fanatics are what turn everything against what we're trying to do.
Do you know
you
Minister Roy
people
Bacon?
To the you attract mm-hmm. people to Christ mm-hmm. and Christianity through the truth, not through a fancy Caribbean blue grouted swimming pool.
What I'm saying to you is we have been able to baptize some 12 to 13
Listen to
neighborhood
me.
Kids.
I work the streets. I work the streets with religious organizations,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen people baptized. I don't think that you can walk up to somebody and say, mm-hmm. have you accepted Christ in your life? And say, the Bible really tells you that you need to do that.
Right.
And see them dipped in water. That is not baptism. That
That's
is not accepting Christianity.
Well,
that is a symbol of something that somebody wants recognition for.
Can I ask the gentleman a question? Do you know anything about this half-finished Jew stuff? What is that supposed to mean?
I've never heard that in my life.
Half-finished Jews are people that have not, they're Jews who have not accepted Jesus as the Messiah. And so, like a dish that...
Yeah, like a pie that's not in the oven. Yeah.
Yeah, get off that. Look, what you represent to me is a half-baked idiot. Because you really come across as somebody that is strongly ignorant
to
what Christianity is truly about.
You're talking to my, Steve, my husband won't like the way you're talking to me.
What do you say
well,
to my
if
wife?
You don't like the way I'm talking to you, then stop what you're doing because it's wrong.
Why, just because you don't like it? We're
no,
trying to finish up
I don't,
all the Jews.
I'm going to ask you this. What would you do
half
if your
cooked.
Kids went next door and were converted mm-hmm. to Judaism?
Oh, we don't let our children go to that to Jewish homes. No, of course not. Do you?
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. That's the answer to your question. Your kids are right there at home. And
we have a lot of half-cooked Jews. And
will you stop saying half-cooked Jews because that's really beginning to get on my nerves?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think that you're an overcooked
mm-hmm.
Christian.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your call. Overcooked.
You know something, Phil? There are a lot of Jews that need cooking. And
oh, man, I'm going to slug it.
What are you trying to say? You're going to slug my wife?
You're bugging me.
God, you are violent.
Yeah, I'm getting that way. Here's Newport Beach, or Newport wherever. Is it California, sir?
No, it's New York.
No, Newport. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to remind this, Bobby.
Uh-huh.
I could appreciate
uh-huh.
your feeling.
Uh-huh.
And you're wanting to do good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the United States, and
mm-hmm.
we do have freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
I'm
but David was able to accept Jesus Christ
yes,
as
but
his Savior.
He's not old enough to have sex with his teacher, there was some case a few years ago.
Well, but he is old enough to have his bar mitzvah, and he was a week away from his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, but that's a tradition. That's a tradition. That's not his
mm-hmm.
choice.
Mm-hmm.
The parents are throwing a big party for
right.
him, I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know, not anymore, no.
Well,
because he's a
they
Christian.
Were they were planning a big party
he's
for him, weren't they?
Yes, he's a Christian.
Yeah, no, before you baptize him.
I don't know. I guess, isn't that what you do?
That's what Jews do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Richmond on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Well, this is interesting. I think what Phil is, please don't say uh-huh every time I say two words.
I'm here
very
for you.
Rude.
Yeah, you're going mm-hmm to everybody.
That makes me and everybody else think that you're not really
no,
listening.
No, I'm listening
so
to you.
This is nothing to do with religion. This is just courtesy.
Okay.
So just don't say mm-hmm constantly.
Oh, okay.
While
well,
I'm
you're
talking,
telling
please.
Me what to say now.
And you're interrupting me.
You're telling me what to say.
I said, please don't.
Please don't what?
Please don't interrupt me. Please don't say
I'm not interrupting you. I don't think that's interrupting. I don't think that's interrupting.
I'm going to go ahead and talk
to you. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?
No,
I won't interrupt you if you're Christian.
I'm not a Christian.
Well, then I have to interrupt you.
No, you don't. I have a freedom of religion in this country also means freedom from religion, if we like that.
Well, I think that with a lot of the half-baked Jews, or Mr. Henry doesn't want me to say that, they're not finished.
We heard this,
been,
and what Phil's trying to explain to you is when you
yet.
Say
yeah, we got
Jews
that.
In the oven,
yeah,
or
will you stop with that, okay?
Them, That makes people think of the Holocaust.
There you go. So can you stop talking about we got to finish up the Jews, all right?
When you say putting Jews in the oven, that reminds people of the Holocaust.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686 Wichita, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
The first thing I want to say is tell that lady to keep her mouth shut when someone else is talking.
Well, and I'm a Christian.
Well, so am I a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends in all different kinds of faiths, and they are just as good as anybody else.
Well, I've just
and
had my
for me to try to change their belief is not in my vocabulary. Shut up.
Well, there's
no one cares about your
You know, if you get too excited, you can have some palpitations. I have
shut up. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm saying.
I have heart palpitations.
Be quiet, because you're getting the lady upset.
Well, how dare you? I'm a Christian.
Well, so am I.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect other people's religion, and I don't try to change it to mine.
But there's a lot of uncompleted, half-finished Jews that we have to
the
go out.
The Jews are okay. I have Jewish
sure?
friends, and I wouldn't trade them for you in, under any circumstance.
Well, I was told that they needed completing, like there's a piece
well,
of
Well, you need completing for something. And if you had baptized my child, unknowns to me, I would have sued you for anything I could get.
Well, what are you going to sue
and
me
for?
And
the best thing you can do
baptism?
Is to move away from where you are and leave all those people there alone.
But you know, the Jews are like a model that you buy at the store, and there's a piece missing. You know, and you
well,
have to
maybe
back,
so, but I have my
glue.
Own religion.
And a lot of Christians
are
like a model.
I respect other people's religion, and you'd be better off if you did, too, and keep your mouth shut.
But you know something? I've always felt... Oh, she hung up. Hello? I've always felt, Phil...
Yeah?
...that Christians are like building a model, and the Jew is the model, and there's a piece missing, and we get so frustrated that we can't finish the model that we start sniffing the glue. And that's... A lot of Christians are sniffing glue.
Do you think you are?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bobby.
Right.
There she goes. There's Bobby Dooley. And she's been baptizing those Jewish kids in her backyard pool for a long, long time. Very interesting call, Mike. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Mike said you have to talk to this lady in Wichita even after the break. And we did. You have to find out after she's done gargling those razor blades if she hadn't had a heart attack. God.
Got
it! Anyway, thank you very much to Bobby Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association. People, we want to remind you, of course, of our Casino Night 2000 is coming up on November the 4th, and you can get tickets by calling the following number, 323-908-0011, extension 102, or you can mail a check to Post Office Box 3867, Hollywood, California, 90078, and you will be... you will be accorded tickets to our casino night to benefit My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. And further announcements will be in the offing for our big casino night. Believe me, some surprises, some things that I think you're going to enjoy. And our CD, the artwork is done and our CD is pressed, and that's going to be available for you as the coming fall months approach. So join us for casino night. That's November 4th. Saturday, November 4th, starts at 7 p.m. It's going to be at the Museum of Flying at the Santa Monica Airport, and it's located just south of the 10 Freeway at the east end of Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yes, you guys must have had to look long and hard to find somebody that was as big a jerk as Ted Bell.
Well, sir, I'm a business owner.
Let me tell you something.
I'm a business owner,
Ted Bell is a racist. There are
how
people
do you,
out
how do you
there
think
who
I'm a
ride
racist?
Buses. are good, honest, solid citizens.
I don't doubt
who
that
Who cares
at all?
About Ted Bell's beating Jaguar?
Ted Bell agrees
with you. Ted Bell's Jaguar can fall off a cliff for all most of the people who ride the buses are concerned.
Ted
he doesn't
Bell agrees.
Care about families.
Ted
he
Bell
doesn't
agrees.
Care about anybody but Ted Bell.
No, Ted Bell
Where
agrees
do you
with
guys
you.
Big up this anal-retentive jerk?
Sir, I want
to... All right, well, Ted, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I'd like to say that Ted Bell agrees with you. Ted Bell agrees that families are important, all right? But Ted Bell feels that with the bus strike, you're going to have a lot of people hitchhiking. Okay? Do you think that... Do you agree with Ted Bell that hitchhikers, thinking of hitchhikers is dangerous?
Let me tell you this, Ted.
Do you agree with Ted Bell?
You need to check your manhood, because my wife's not going to go around and pick up hitchhikers. She's
right.
got more respect for herself,
okay.
more respect for me,
Absolutely.
And more concern about her own safety.
But
if that's dangerous, she's smart enough to do this. Check your wife's IQ and get that taken care of and quit worrying about her picking up some Latin.
But wait a minute. What I'm saying is, your wife, like Ted Bell's wife, may be into this whole Ricky Martin deal.
Well, no, my wife is into our life together. She doesn't get stars in her eyes
uh-huh.
over some singer.
Well,
she's
right.
a good, solid citizen. Any woman
it.
Who goes around looking for the next Ricky Martin needs to check her marriage, needs to check her brain, go ahead and get a new life.
So you're disagreeing with Ted Bell?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I disagree
that
with everything
balls.
Ted Bell says.
Well, Ted Bell is simply...
Would you just say, I'm simply trying to say...
I'm saying to this gentleman that Ted Bell doesn't agree.
Can't you say, I'm saying that I don't agree?
Who cares?
You understand that I'm Ted Bell, right?
I don't know who Ted Bell is.
Yeah,
I couldn't
you know
pick
that
you
me.
Out of a crowd of two.
A crowd of two?
I have people,
what?
I know people and are friends with people who basically... hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're not so self-imposed as you are.
Sir, I am
You are the most self-absorbed person I've ever heard in my life.
No, I'm simply trying to... Well, I
get
think you're misunderstanding.
Grow up.
I think you're misunderstanding me. See, I've got an XJ8, okay? It's a 290-horse baby.
Who cares?
It's
Who
my
cares?
Baby.
Good deal. I got a Lexus. Nobody gives a crap. They're all over the road in Austin. Nobody cares whether I've got an XJS.
No,
cares whether I've got a Lexus.
It's an XJ8.
Get a life.
It's a 5-speed fully automatic.
You're something besides materialism.
But what if these Mexicans run into the...
Okay, so that's why this gentleman
See,
called
you're
a racist.
Ted.
What do you mean a racist?
Stay away
Ted,
from
no.
the bad areas
Most
of town.
Women can't help it when they see a Latin male. Their knees melt and they want to live with it. You know, the Vita Loca deal. You know? Have you heard
well,
about the
I
Vita
get it
Loca
now.
Deal?
You can't be a real person.
No, Ted
this
Bell
is a put on.
I'll
Nobody
right
is as stupid
Yeah, I'd like to know,
right? Bell.
I'd like to know myself. Are you putting us on, Ted?
No, I'll tell you right now. We got a transit strike in L.A. that's put thousands of people on the street. Am I kidding when I say I don't want my wife to pick up hitchhikers? Yeah, I'm kidding. You guys go ahead and have your wives pick up hitchhikers, all right? I have dozens of Mexican employees. How am I a racist?
Because you're saying your wife may pick up a Mexican, and...
Well, they're the ones riding the buses.
I'm pretty secure with my manhood. I don't have to
you know,
worry about my
about,
wife picking up everybody.
You know, you're talking a lot about your manhood. Ted Bell's not interested in your thing, okay? Ted Bell's interested in...
Okay, he's not talking about his thing. He's talking about his manhood in a general sense.
I don't know what that means.
That's called manhood, Ted. I'm talking about the way you treat yourself and how you assume that other people treat your manhood.
Phil Hendry.